What is egg on your face?
Thank you. color them different colors.
They're good! Like eggnog!
Over light and hard boiled.
Fried soft boiled over easy sunny side up. They're good for your love juices.
Tastes better when they're colored. Eggs are shell extraction by birds, later to be hatched into chickens.
Enjoy my afternoon tea. Days when I feel more lonely than at other times, I treat myself to an egg. It must be boiled 4 minutes, but I take it when I fancy, 4:30 or 5, in an egg cup blue or green. Blue when it's a white one, green when it's brown. Cut off its head with a sharp whack. And the satisfaction is every bit as good as reading in the morning paper that another nationalized industry has gone back to its rightful owners. They say there's trouble in Argentina over beef. Or would it be Brazil? The price of coffee anyway is much too high. There was a murder at Kentish Town, according to the papers. Liver is almost unobtainable. Rents don't seem to come down. Why is it that the price of everything increases except for hooks and eyes, in which I've shares, that Uncle Harmon left me? But alas, the dividends are small. I'll have a boiled egg for my tea. I know myself a lady gently born.
Come on, everybody, and gather round the bus. Tip your hat and pet your cat. With Jimi Hendrix Ghost, it doesn't take much time. It happens very fast. So spin around and make a sound. For fun and less and less, come on and do the egg beater. The egg beater. I'll move those happy feet. Break up all the lumps and yolk, or break that thing wide open. What you make it in love of mine? The scrambled eggs I'm hoping, come on into the egg beater. The egg beater, I'm mixing on the run. Into the egg beater, the egg beater. Oh, what a lot of fun. Oh, come on everybody, gather around real close. Tip your hat, pet your cat. With Jimi Hendrix goes, it doesn't take much time, it happens very fast. So spin around, make a sound, for fun that lasts and lasts. Come on and do the egg beater, the egg beater. I've seen it done in France. Oh man,
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO, Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And just a friendly little reminder right now. Well, first reminder, please think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Second reminder is that there will not be any radio obituaries tonight. Don't worry about it. I guess maybe I just was feeling more comfortable running way behind. Whoa! On how many obits I had in the pile. But whatever it is, whatever it's about, whatever piece of my psyche that is playing itself out right now, doesn't matter, because right now we're having pure Jeopardy fun, just like our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., has every single day. Wait, you know, I don't know if he watches on the weekends. I never even think about it. But yeah, there is still more silliness to go. We'll see how long it lasts. I haven't even, because I didn't have the obits, I didn't time anything out. Nobody follows me, so you know, I don't even know. It's one of the wonders of summer. One of the many, many, many wonders of summer. So let's see here. I think we should probably just go right back on into it. There's no need to dally with my ramblings. Yes, we'll call them ramblings. Nothing irritates me more when Jeopardy contestants, and this is why I can't watch it all the time, because I get too irritated by, you know, people. I can't stand it when Jeopardy contestants use more words than they need to say which clue they want to see. Because time's wasting, people. Time is wasting. That's all I'm saying. So what am I doing here right now? What is the twist? Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Attention all you nations of the world. Give a listen to me and hear what I have to say. Let's stop fussing and fighting and all start uniting by twisting all our troubles away.
Well, they're twisting all over the world, from me to Timbuktu, Papa Shibabab, and they're twisting in the Congo, yes, even in Peru, Papa Shibabab. Let's take a worldwide tour and you will see for sure they all do the international twist. Well, they're twisting in Africa, along the River Nile, Papa Shibabab. And in Australia, all the kangaroos are jumping twister style, Papa Shibabab. There's not a single place that the human race doesn't do the international twist. Well, around and around and around the world, no matter where you happen to go, the international twist is at the top of the list.
Memphis to Tokyo.
Well, they're twisted in a gay parade along the Rue de la Paix, Papa Shibabab. I wouldn't even be surprised to see a twisted Mr. Gay. And in Albania, it's like a mania when they do the international twist. Woo! Papa Shibabab. Internationally, well, they're doing it in London Square and in old Buckingham. Papa Shibabab, even twisting in a wooden shoe way out in Amsterdam. Papa Shibabab, everybody's excited, all
What is Helter Skelter?
Take two.
Is Gore Vidal.
One ringy dingy. ringy dingies. A gracious good afternoon. This is Miss Tomlin at the telephone company. Have I reached the party to whom I am speaking? Mr. Veedle? Mr. Veedle, you owe us a balance of $23.64. When may we expect payment? Pardon? When what freezes over? No. Mr. Veedle, you are not dealing with just anyone's fool. I am a high school graduate. Now then, when may we expect payment? Oh, Mr. Veedle, I don't see why you're kicking up such a ruckus when, according to our files, your present bank balance plus stocks, securities, and other holdings amount to exactly privileged information. Oh, Mr. Veedle! Oh, that's so cute. No. You're dealing with the telephone company. For instance, as I look through your income tax return for 19... Oh, Mr. Veedle, you don't understand. We are not subject to city, state, or federal regulations. We are omnipotent. Omnipotent. That's potent with an omni in front of it. Now then, when may we expect payment? Oh, dear me, Mr. Veedle. I'm afraid we're going to have to discontinue your outgoing service. And if we do not receive payment within 10 days, we will send a large, burly serviceman to your home to rip it out of the wall. I'd advise you to lock up the liquor. He's a mean drunk. Now then, wouldn't you rather pay, Mr. Veedle, than lose your service and possibly the use of one eye? Oh, dear me. You know, Mr. Veedle, I think we can persuade you to pay after all. I want you to listen to a little recorded conversation. Can you hear that all right? That's right, it is you. Do you recognize that other voice? That's right. And do you remember the basic content of that conversation? Wait a minute, I want to hear this part again. Oh, Mr. Veedle. Now, Mr. Veedle, if you're interested, we have 96 hours more. Oh, I think blackmail is such an ugly word. Let's just call it a vicious threat. Well, how very nice. It's been a pleasure talking with you. We will await your check. And Mr. Veedle, there's no reason on earth for you to feel personally persecuted. We may be the only phone company in town, but we screw everybody.
What is a bikini?
You know our names, we both are famous movie stars. Official state symbols for 800, please.
Any state in the 48 is great.
You're so right, Jane.
So let's appreciate that any state is a reason we should celebrate. Carry on, Betty.
You know you really rate in any location throughout the nation. Happiness can be found.
From border to border, the things are in order. So tip your hat to your home ground.
See that little twinkle up in the blue.
Old Glory set aside a special star for you. So take a trip and it will demonstrate.
That's an awfully big word for you, Jimmy.
That any state in the 48 is great.
There's the Hoosier State, the Buckeye State, the Badger State, and the Hawkeye State.
And how about Louisiana, a part of Americana?
Betty, they'll be back in Louisiana at Mardi Gras time.
Jimmy, that's Mardi Gras. The S is pronounced ah, as in pate de foie gras, vichy soir.
Well, in that case, let's go sit on the gras and have a glar of sassafras.
Well, that's better.
Thank ya. Any state in the 48 is great.
Great, great.
So let's appreciate that any state is the reason we should celebrate.
Well, let's celebrate. You know you're really right in any location throughout.
From border to border, the things are in order. So tip your hat to your home ground.
There's the Lone Star State, the Granite State, the Empire State, and Magnolia State.
Georgia,
Washington, Arkansas, Idaho,
Texas,
New Mexico.
And how about Wyoming with a cattle?
If you're looking for a place to make your home in,
why not Wyoming?
The Bluegrass State.
Cotton State.
The Golden State.
Sunflower State.
See that little twinkle up in the blue.
Old Glory set aside a special star for you. So take a trip and it will demonstrate.
Jimmy, I think you convinced.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I am still Belinda, and this is still Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're working tonight. This is a show that makes a girl gotta work. But it's worth every second now, isn't it? Yes, it is. In case you missed it already, by now you probably know, we're skipping the radio obituaries tonight, working on this Jeopardy-based program, because it was all about Bubbles in the Think Tank recently. Didn't you know? Didn't you know they put a special episode together just about us? Or a special series of episodes, I should say. We're having a good time. Hopefully you are, too. Thanks, everyone, for helping out by lending your voice to us to make this move forward with something that some people refer to as continuity. Continuity. Speaking of which, hold it. See, I say that, and then I don't know. What is an acronym? Right here. At Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Whoa. Stay.
Buddy. I love daisies. I love pushing up your favorite daisies. This is Pastanusa, president of a paragraph.
Paragraph. President. President preaching about the on tech. Known for the new step, stop and take a bow. Amityville. Resident. Resident supported by the speaker view. Wanna feel it in your shoe? Let me show you how. Platform. Witnesses. Witnesses show you to my show lab. Fill you with my vocab. Hope you have a spoon. Discuss. Contracts. You like the way I vocalize? You bring it to a compromise. My PA won't set up till noon. It's a daisy age. Ceiling connects to the sun, burning inside everyone. On the side, plugified sire. 1 million. Demonstrations have been heard, my hair burns when I'm referred. Kid shouts, my roof is on fire. Go. Dancing. Dancing like a bandit. Psychics try to stand it. Keep it up until they burn a cell. Row. Manson. Romance and dialect and shows. Pasta news create the flow. You say you didn't know. Oh well, it's a daisy age.
Promenade people to the providence. Double show dominance inside of every phrase. Rebel, renegade. Renegade reaching only top flight. Can't find your new height, think you need a raise. Dialect, ultimate. Ultimate string from the soul stuff. Copies always stay rough before they go to plate. Tri-pack, it'll stick. Stick to you but won't deflate. Keeping all the levels strict. I'll tell you mate that we're top rate, cause it's a daisy age. Motor is the heartbeat, seeping in your car seat, kept alive through every mile discovered. Complete, quota, quarter sharp at 12 noon, risen to a new tune, positive is greater than the others. Image, mirror image don't contend, vocals should be comprehended, till the audience will say what's said. Scrimmage, nearer to the goal line, forget about the rose vine, the soul will let you know it's time and it's a daisy age.
Americans can understand.
Now we're at the end of the show. Contestants, do you have any answers?
Mama.
For those of you who think your answers are correct, Don, tell them where to send the answers to.
Thanks, Al. For all you listeners at home who think you have the right answers, jot them down on a 4x10 sheet of paper and get 2 proof of purchases from the back of the album and send them to Tommy Boy Records in care of Dante the Scrub, 1747 First Avenue, New York, New York, 10128. For those who have all 4 answers correct, you will receive our specially selected grand prize. Thanks and good night. For 3 feet high and rising, this is Don Newkirk.
And now, our second sketch, acronyms and terms defined. The setting, in the break room at Rose City Park Station.
Can't catch me, wahoo!
Come here, Reese.
Not a chance.
Come to me, Andre.
Hold it, Sasha. Hold it. Remember what Sullivan said.
I can't eat you?
That's right, and?
Introduce postal terms and acronyms?
Yipper.
All right. Here's first term. Lobby sweep.
Simple. Let's say a post office lobby has a customer overflow. The super-duper lobby scooper is engaged and sweeps them out. Sasha, your acronym to define is TE.
TE is Treadmill Edition Mail Carrier. Next term for you, deadhead.
It's not a Grateful Dead fan. It's a redhead that hasn't washed her hair in a month. Kind of like you.
I wash hair after every meal.
Really?
Your pheromones make mouth water.
Wahoo! So they do. Last term, define mail coffin.
Last resting place for dead mail. Letters endorsed as dead.
We get the picture.
Magazine mail carriers killed. 2 fingers, a cross-throat carrier endorsement.
Enough already. Listeners, most of the terms and acronyms used in this program are defined at letterlands.com under glossary. So where were we? Oh, yeah. Can't catch me, centipede.
Run for life, roach.
Amen.
they ain't been taught.
It's a bulletin on a report
to the PTA.
Hey, hey, the PTA.
A lot of problems they got in this girl.
Hey, hey, the PTA.
I like the fooling on the old school bus.
Hey, hey, the PTA.
Kids are leaving school without a pass.
I'm bringing transistors into class.
Man, this meeting's gonna be a gas.
At the PTA.
Hey, hey, the PTA. Johnny's mother.
They're gonna get us mad.
Hey, hey, the PTA.
Times will be bad for a while and then
we're gonna start fooling around again.
Till the next meeting of
the PTA.
Hey, hey, the PTA.
Times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people of Boston have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. The Metropolitan Transit Authority, better known as the MTA, is attempting to levy a burdensome tax on the population in the form of a subway fare increase. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
Of the story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, went to ride on the MTA. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
What a pity.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station, and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Now all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury? But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Pick it, Davey. Citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how the people have to pay and pay? Fight the fare increase, vote for George O'Brien, get for Charlie off the MTA. Or else he'll never return, no, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned.
Just like Paul.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston.
the man who never returned. Hey, to Charlie.